This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has created an emergency homeless shelter at the National Western Complex to stem the spread of the novel coronavirus. Denverite's Kevin Beatty visited the site while workers completed the transformation.
600 olive green cots stretch for hundreds of feet inside the center's expo hall. Denver is relocating people from shelters that are otherwise too small to accommodate social distancing measures. They'll get a bed, 50 square feet, and access to meals and showers. Britta Fisher, executive director of Denver's Department of Housing Stability, said the pandemic shines a light on the city's housing crisis.
This is a call to all of us to take care of our neighbors. There are more people experiencing homelessness than are represented by the cots here, right? This is a small part of that.
The economic toll could end up inflating those numbers. Fisher said people may be facing housing insecurity for the first time as unemployment soars. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The U.S. Forest Service has closed all developed recreation sites in the Rocky Mountain region to help limit the spread of COVID-19. Sites like campgrounds, shelters, and picnic areas are closed until the end of May. Trailheads and remote camping sites are still open, but the Forest Service advises social distancing. The order includes Colorado and four other states. A new fiber network is now giving 14 mountain communities access to high-speed internet. The Denver Post reports the Northwest Colorado Council of Governments spearheaded the project that started in 2014 and went live Tuesday. It's a 400-mile loop of fiber starting in Denver running west. The broadband network brings services through Meeker, Craig, Steamboat Springs, and Grand County. This is CPR News.